The Sugar Beet Report, brought to you by Provosol from BASF, Corteva Agrosciences, H&S Manufacturing, Syngenta, Premium Ag Solutions, Vive Crop Protection, and Sess Vanderhoff. Extension sugar beet specialist Mohammed Khan is our guest. Mohammed, as we work our way through mid-July, where's this sugar beet crop at?
For the most part, I will say the sugar beet crop is in fair to good condition. In some areas, excellent, especially where planting was done earlier. We asked for rainfall. We got rainfall. In some areas, we got a little bit too much. So we will have some drownouts, but the positive side of the rainfall coupled with the warm weather will mean that the crop will probably give us a pretty high yield. So I am excited about that part of the system. The same conditions that are favorable for a good sugar beet crop, warm weather, regular rainfall, is also more or less ideal for one of our most damaging disease, Cercospora leaf spot. So the conditions are already favorable. The good thing is that growers have already started spraying for this disease, and they can control this disease by following a few simple rules. One, always mix two different chemistries when they're applying their fungicides. Usually you will have about a 14 days interval in between application. If you had more rainfall, then you'll probably shorten that interval to about 10 to 12 days. Once they keep on a timely interval and in a rotation program, they need to continue this until about the 15th or the 22nd of September, and all should be well for a high-yielding crop with good quality sugar.
Any other concerns?
Major concern that I have now is some rhizoctonia, but I think for the most part, we have that under control.
And that's the Sugar Beet Report, brought to you by Premium Ag Solutions, Provosol from BASF, Sess Vanderhoff, Corteva Agrosciences, H&S Manufacturing, Syngenta, and Vive Crop Protection.